If you follow the Mississippi down to New Orleans and you walk to the corner of South Carrollton Avenue and Apricot Street, you might meet Wilbert Wilson. He's known in New Orleans as Chill the Barber. His brand new barbershop is a bright light in a city where every reopened business is a small victory against despair. NPR's John Burnett paid a visit.
Wilbert Wilson is finishing up a haircut on a 16-year-old named Brandon when we arrive. The style is close-cropped, with sculpted horizontal rows. He calls it a Black Caesar.
A Black Caesar consists of a wave cut, you know, where your hair lays down, and it's in almost a tsunami effect. If you cut it right, and you know, the hair is pretty nice and coarse.
The other cuts he does are a light fade, a taper, a side and back, a Bobby Brown, and a two-line edge. As the business name indicates, this is Mr. Chill's first-class cuts. He works alone in a three-chair shop with a spinning barber's pole over the door. Chill is tall and personable, with a demeanor that matches his gentle voice.
I had owned my own barbershop for 2 years, and unfortunately that we had a great catastrophe like Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans in August 05. So it destroyed my barbershop.
Mr. Chill's odyssey is worth recounting. Katrina put 10 feet of water in his home and his original barbershop, located in the Broadmoor neighborhood. When the flood receded, in a burst of entrepreneurial spirit, he bought a picnic tent and a generator at Home Depot, some barbering tools, a couple of plastic chairs, and started cutting hair in an abandoned Shell gas station for the next year. But it was more than an alfresco barbershop.
If you, you know, want to tell your story, you want to sit around, it was more or less a speakeasy. I wanted to have somewhere, you know, where people can come talk.
And they came. Cleanup workers, nurses, doctors, debris haulers, National Guardsmen, Salvation Army volunteers.
Whoever was in town and went to a barber before the hurricane, I was their barber.
They talked out their fears and anxieties, and Chill listened as he cut their hair. He suspended his price list, and people gave what they could, even if it was only a plate of red beans and rice. In post-diluvian New Orleans, what he was doing didn't seem all that unusual. Then an inspector for the State Board of Barber Examiners also showed up and shut him down. It may have been a blessing in disguise. With financial help from an uptown barber and a local nonprofit, Chill found this location, he says, by the grace of God. Customers dropped by to help him clean the floors and paint the walls. About 2 months ago, he opened the new Mr. Chill's First Class Cuts, in a handsome storefront on a major thoroughfare a couple of miles from his old location. So far, business has been so-so.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Have a good trip. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Okay.
Like so many local shops that have reopened after the storm, Chill is struggling. The rent is exorbitant, and two-thirds of his former customers are gone.
I don't know when people are going to be able to move back in the neighborhood, so I'm just trying to at least be a beacon of light for people when they do get up and running.
Whatever happens to Mr. Chill's first-class cuts, Wilbert Wilson will always be able to look back at the year he barbered at the Shell station at Napoleon and Claiborne.
Sometimes when we had these unfortunate things happen to us, somewhere inside of ourselves, the greatness come out. And that was what happened to me and other people. And I feel that's what we experienced at that spot on Napoleon and Claiborne.
Oh, and he says he hopes Oprah hears this story, because he wants somebody to help him open up his own barber college. John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.